The Americas Today. My name is Kern Stanley. OAS Radio takes you to San Pedro Sula, Honduras for the 39th Organization of American States General Assembly with an exclusive interview from Grenada's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Tourism, the Honorable Peter David.
This General Assembly is our first since assuming office in July last year, July 2008, and therefore it is both enlightening for us by way of the experience of the meeting and rewarding to the extent that it's been a very successful meeting. We felt coming in, of course, as others, that Cuba was going to dominate the discussions, and that has been the case, that the issue of Cuba's membership of the OAS was the main issue that we knew we were going to be confronting. But of course, there are other issues like the world financial crisis, the environment, in particular climate change, something we are particularly concerned about, security, the question of deportees and small arms in the region, particularly in our engagement with the U.S. Secretary of State. We felt generally that this was an opportunity for us to come together, speak among ourselves as CARICOM within the OAS framework, but also to speak to other OAS partners. For example, the meeting with Secretary of State Clinton, we looked forward to that, having spoken with President Obama in Trinidad. So we looked forward to the engagement because we are of the view that the only way forward for us is together. The only way forward for us is a united hemisphere, be it with respect to climate change, be it with respect to the world financial crisis, be it with respect to security. All of those issues necessitate coming together, not only at the CARICOM level, but certainly at the hemispheric level, and even more so at the international level, because we welcome the moves at the United Nations. For example, in relation to the world financial crisis, you know, there's a high-level meeting taking place at the end of this month at the UN. So essentially, we are going to be engaged regionally and internationally, engaged as much as we possibly can to confront all of the issues facing us, particularly us as small states in this period.
Minister, you talked about CARICOM coming together and tackling issues. Could you talk a little about CARICOM delegates and their involvement in this new Cuba resolution?
Yes, I mean, the issue of Cuba, as I said, was expected to dominate. We were not members in 1962 when Cuba was expelled. We were not at the time independent states, and those decisions were taken without our people, particularly those of us in the region who are not independent, our people being involved. So we had no part to play in that injustice, but we welcome the part we played in correcting that injustice. And certainly CARICOM has been engaged not only within our own caucus, but CARICOM was engaged with other partners in the working group. We had representatives from CARICOM who were engaged in trying to chart a way forward that we can find consensus on this matter. Of course, CARICOM has been one of the main advocates for removing the blockade that the U.S. has imposed on Cuba. And CARICOM has also been at the forefront in championing this lifting of this resolution at the OAS. And certainly, I want to congratulate members of CARICOM who were engaged in it. We had representatives at the working group. Belize and Jamaica represented CARICOM in the working group. At some points, we were a bit disillusioned because we thought it wasn't going to happen. They went late into the night and nothing happened. Got here the following morning, nothing happened. And all of a sudden, it's as if the skies opened and there was sunlight. And we heard that there was an agreement on a resolution that we played a part in drafting. And we're very happy. I think all states, and in particular all CARICOM states, expressed absolute delight at the removal, the lifting of the resolution. Of course, the matter of Cuba's membership in the OAS is a matter for Cuba. And we see those things as two separate issues, lifting the resolution and Cuba's membership. It's entirely in Cuba's right, sovereign right, to determine whether or not they want to be partners here. If they decide not to, so be it. The fact is that we have removed what we believe was a stain on the OAS, and we've corrected a historical injustice. And I think if that alone were to happen in San Pedro Sula, it would have been a major achievement for us as a Caribbean people.
One of the meetings at the Assembly focused on the just concluded Fifth Summit of the Americas. It was agreed to have been a successful summit and felt to have been a CARICOM summit. In this meeting, it was also decided that Colombia will host the sixth Summit of the Americas by the year 2012. This is also the target date set to establish a political and economic union with your country, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Lucia and Trinidad and Tobago. What is the latest on this goal?
Well, first of all, let me say that the summit in Trinidad was the pride and joy for all of us in the region. There was a lot of skepticism, but that skepticism quickly dissipated and became a focal point for Caribbean people's sense of pride when Trinidad so successfully hosted the fifth summit in Port of Spain. Trinidad is a very important partner for us in Grenada, as you're well aware. Many Grenadians live in Trinidad, and Trinidad's overture to the Eastern Caribbean, an indication that they're willing to become part of the union of the OECS, is significant because Trinidad is a major economy. There are those, of course, who fear that the small islands will be swallowed by a large economy. We have no such fear in Grenada. When Grenada, St. Vincent, St. Lucia, and Trinidad signed that memorandum, we did so in the spirit of integration. We believe that there is no survival for us as small states remaining apart from each other. It's an old dream of our forefathers, an old dream that the Caribbean should come together. It's nothing new in political integration. The problem was that we approached political integration in the 50s and 60s before we approached economic integration. Now we have economic integration. We have CSME. We talk about economic union within the OECS. We have all forms of functional cooperation. We have done those. Now we believe that we cannot go much further without some kind of political arrangement. Of course, we have not said what this political arrangement would be. If you look at the memorandum, it says some mechanism, but it doesn't specify. The report from the experts have now been submitted to the heads of government. We are currently reviewing the report, but what we are going to do is review the report, meet with each other, and see how we move forward with this political integration. It started with four countries. We hope to expand it. St. Kitts and Antigua and the other OECS countries have indicated a positive response. They've indicated that they are willing to consider it. So we are hopeful that something will come of that. And, as I said, Grenada, Trinidad, very close ties. I'm sure quite a large percentage of Trinidadians have Grenadian parentage or some parent family in Grenada. You're from Trinidad. I'm sure if you dig deep enough, you see Grenada somewhere in your blood. We are opening a Grenada house in Trinidad in a couple of weeks on the 25th of June. We see that as an indication of the tie. So moving towards a political integration, moving towards closer ties is important. And as we said, we are not talking about having one government in the region. We like the fact that we have 14 states in the region and we can vote at the United Nations. We can have 14 votes. So it is not going to be one vote at the UN. We will continue to have the 14 countries. But we will have some form of political arrangement that would strengthen us both at the political and economic level.
What are you taking back to Grenada?
Well, first of all, success. That this I am sure, in the history of the OAS, this will be one of the most significant and successful General Assemblies that we've had. A serious historic injustice has been corrected, and I am more than proud, in fact delighted, to have participated in that. We also take back a sense of solidarity with other countries. I think the sense of unity that we feel, and President Obama, when he came to Trinidad, said that he was coming to listen. He said that there was going to be a new engagement. And we all waited and wondered whether or not he was going to be a man of his word. I observed him in Trinidad. He sat and he listened. The fact that the U.S. was engaged today and in this General Assembly in Honduras, and the fact that the U.S. and the rest of the members of the OAS could find consensus on such a contentious issue as Cuba is an indication that President Obama was serious when he said he was going to listen and he was serious when he was going to engage. As we said in Trinidad, a new dawn was appearing in hemispheric relations. I would say that not only has a new dawn arrived, but the sun shines brightly on the OAS, particularly as a result of that vote on Cuba that we had here in San Pedro Sula.
Minister, thank you very much.
Thank you. Most welcome.
You've been listening to OAS Radio's exclusive interview with Grenada's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Tourism, the Honorable Peter David. This interview was conducted during the 39th Organization of American States General Assembly in San Pedro Sula, Honduras. My name is Kern Stanley. This is the Americas Today.